Joined by Andrew Henderson, a win in his first Alberta Junior Hockey League start. Tell me about what this day was like for you, knowing that, you know, you'd be here on home ice and getting the chance.
It's a big step for me in my career, playing my first junior game. It was awesome, especially to start on home ice, so it just feels good to get the W.
Yeah, obviously would have liked to have something less than a 2-on-1 and a point blank chance on your first real shot there, but how were you able to get past that and then stay in the game and be able to make 27 saves and help your team win?
Considering that the goal was fairly early on, I knew it wouldn't kill us because we had a lot of time to come back for sure, and as long as I was able to regroup and show the boys I wasn't rattled, they were able to get confidence and just score goals and keep rolling.
The chance to be part of the Olds Grizzlies this season, how did this happen for you?
My goalie coach really helped me out. He called Dana, and then I called Dana, and it just started going from there. I came to spring camp, was able to perform good enough that Dana felt like I was ready to play in this league.
As you had to watch the first three games, and you watched Ben play really well in those games, this tandem be for both of you this season?
I think it's a good relationship. We're going to build off each other a lot, especially competing in practice. I feel like those first two games, I was watching him trying to learn, just seeing what he was doing out there, trying to build off that and just come out in this game and kind of almost mimic what he did to get a W in the home opener.
You guys have a special rapport because you're the only two BC products on the team?
I don't know. We don't get made fun of or anything too much, but I don't know. Maybe we get along because of that. We just don't realize it, but got a good bond going so far, I'd say.
You have obviously a great size. How do you use that to your benefit in net?
I feel just challenging the shooter when they're about to take a shot, just coming out a little bit can help out, cut down the angles, just showing them they got nothing to shoot at for sure helps. As long as I'm able to stay square to the puck, they don't have anything to shoot at, I find.
What would you say was your best save out there tonight?
I think it was near the end. They had Maltby coming down. They passed it back to him. He kind of shot it at my blocker. He's able to get the blocker on and put it in the corner. I felt like that was a key save, kind of let the boys know I wasn't going to let anything in after that.
Yeah, certainly it was. How about from your team? I thought one of the best games that we've seen, your six defensemen, the three pairings play together. What did you see from those guys tonight?
I felt they were really helping me out. They were trying to move players as much as they can, moving the puck well, communicating with me whenever I played the puck. They made my day a lot easier for sure. They played a full 60 minutes, I found. So it was just great to watch them play that good. Just helped me out that much more.
For your team to be kind of in a back-and-forth affair and battle back a couple times in the first period, and then, you know, after they scored a late goal in the second period, you know, sometimes that can lead to momentum early in the third. What did you see from your team as far as character tonight?
It was awesome to see that third period. No one tier got that breakaway goal. That was huge for us, and we just built off that for sure. You know, coming off that third goal at the end of the second, you know, it was late, but we were able to just battle down the hashes and then just keep a goal from going after that and then just build off that. You saw what happened. They scored that goal, and then we just kept rolling after that.
The abilities that your forwards have here so far, you know, what would you say this team's, you know, potential is up front?
We have huge potential for sure. Like, you look at guys like Gross today, he's scoring. He's almost scored every game so far. Guys like Homer and Tier, who are just coming in practice, I find these guys are definitely hard to stop. But, you know, every forward so far seems like they're rolling. So as long as we get the right pairings out there, I feel like we got a lot of goals coming our way.
You finished this homestand with two out of the three wins. Last season, this team had some ups and downs and only wound up with seven wins on home ice all season. So to have two out of your first three games here this year, you know, how much confidence can this guy give you guys as you play in this home arena?
It's awesome, you know. As long as we keep winning, fans come out, it gets the boys going for sure. You know, we're putting last season behind us by so far, so I feel like they're really happy with themselves, and those two, that home opener win was huge, and then this win again is just huge for us. It's just going to help us win more games at home for sure, and definitely will help us out on the road.